This is America Weekend, and I'm Mike Bennett. In a moment, we'll talk with financial advisor Ken Mahoney, who's a weekly contributor here and can also be seen on CNBC and Fox Business, plus the Today Show. But first, with Labor Day being a high traffic day on the road, as well as a top holiday for car sales in the United States, the leading personal finance website WalletHub has released its analysis of the strictest and most lenient states on high-risk drivers, in conjunction with the third quarter installment of the 2015 Auto Financing Report. As a reminder for consumers to take caution behind the wheel, their first report focuses on comparing insurance premiums for high-risk drivers, DUI laws, and penalties for various driving violations in the 50 states and the District of Columbia. And recognizing that many consumers will be driving their new set of wheels off the dealer's lot on the same day, they analyzed auto loan and lease offers from more than 150 financiers to help prospective buyers find the best car deals. Now, the most lenient states for high-risk drivers include the District of Columbia, Kentucky, Wisconsin, Mississippi, New Jersey, Ohio, Michigan, North Dakota, and the top three most lenient states, Montana, Pennsylvania, and South Dakota. Now, the strictest states on high-risk drivers include Washington State, Kansas, tied for 10th, Iowa, Illinois, Connecticut, Colorado, Delaware, and then the top four strictest states for high-risk drivers are West Virginia, Virginia, Alaska, and Arizona. Interest rates for new cars are close to reaching their lowest point in the past 3 years, with the average new car loan now charging 19% less interest than the averaged used car loan. Overall, buyers with fair credit will end up spending about 6 times more to finance a vehicle, equating to about $6,100 in additional interest payments over the life of a $20,000 five-year loan than consumers with excellent credit. People in the market for a new car should begin their search for financing with car manufacturers. Rates are at 61% below average and credit unions at 30% below average. Secondary options include national banks at 10% above average and regional banks at 43% above average. Car manufacturers continue to lack transparency when it comes to leasing offers, with the average automaker receiving a WalletHub transparency score of 4 out of 10. That same organization, WalletHub, is looking at back-to-school season, with the prospect of a free associate's degree in 22 states authorizing their community colleges to offer four-year bachelor's degree programs. The leading personal financial website WalletHub conducted an in-depth analysis of 2015's best and worst community colleges and then drew up its results to identify the states with the best and worst community college systems. This is intended to help prospective students and faculty find the right two-year institutions. WalletHub compared 670 community colleges across 17 key metrics. Their data set ranges from the cost of in-state tuition and fees to student-to-faculty ratio. The top 20 community colleges in the country? We'll start with Arkansas's Phillips Community College of the University of Arkansas, then two in California, Chaffee College and Columbia College, followed by Florida Gateway College, Wisconsin Indian Head Technical College, Southwest Mississippi Community College. Number 14 is Carolina's College of Health Sciences in North Carolina, Broward College in Florida, Madisonville Community College in Kentucky, and Porterville College in California. The top 10 best community colleges, according to WalletHub: number 10, Southwest Virginia Community College, Patrick Henry Community College, also in Virginia, Gutman Community College in New York, Southwestern Community College in North Carolina, Itawamba Community College in Mississippi, Taft College in California, followed by the top four, Northwest College in Wyoming, Chipola College in Florida, Diné College in Arizona, and North Florida Community College, number one as the top community college in the country. Now, the states with the best community college system include number 20, Minnesota, followed by Virginia, Kentucky, Kansas, Georgia, New Mexico, Hawaii, Nebraska, Arizona, and North Carolina. The top 10 states with the best community college systems are California, Wisconsin, Montana, Nevada, Arkansas, Florida, Washington State, Wyoming, and then the top two are North Dakota, and Mississippi is the state with the best community college system, according to WalletHub. According to evolutionary theory, the highest goal is to pass on one's gene, yet homosexual males will father no direct offspring without the help of surrogates. Moreover, homosexuality seems to be at least partially heritable and is relatively common in developed societies. Why would such an evolutionary costly trait be so prevalent? A recent study suggests that a sexually transmitted gene on the X chromosome may yield higher femininity or attractiveness in women and thus signal increased levels of fertility. But as a side effect, when the gene is expressed in a male on his single X chromosome, it can increase the odds that he will be a homosexual. The researchers further suggest that social stratification in society exacerbates the expression of this gene, as women expressing it may be able to rise to a higher social class, possibly by attracting powerful or affluent mates. To test their hypothesis, the authors conducted a review of the archaeological record for evidence of homosexuality in human prehistory. They also analyzed accounts to determine how widespread homosexuality is across societies worldwide. The researchers could find no conclusive evidence that homosexual behavior was present in human prehistory before the rise of organized societies. Moreover, their anthropological search revealed that homosexuality does not appear to be a universal trait. In some societies, particularly those that are smaller and more isolated, homosexuality is entirely absent. Financial advisor and retirement expert Ken Mahoney is here. You've seen him on TV, on CNBC, and the Fox Business Channel, even the Today Show.
Well, it's been a lot going on the last several weeks here. August is supposed to be the time to take the family on vacation, have a great time, the dog days of summer, as they call it. But for the markets, I guess they didn't get the memo. They didn't get the memo that's supposed to be quiet August. It's been anything but quiet. So many things that are happening, and I want to discuss those, what's happening, what you should be doing, or perhaps what you not should be doing. And perhaps the most important part of all this is what you not should be doing, and that is selling, panicking with all the headlines and all the market gyrations. Because if you are invested in the market, whether it's mutual funds or stocks, it really should be for long term. And these type of things do happen. It's part of the cycle. And I kind of look at, you know, what's happened here in the month of August, why things have changed, or at least why the psychology perhaps in the market's changed quite a bit. You know, at some point, prices go up, and we hit records in July and early July and late June. We saw the Dow at 18,300, and we saw ourselves under 16,000, 2,300 points or so. Most of that happened in August. So in August, we know that China is slowing down. There's no question about it. The number two economy on the planet is slowing down. But remember, from a double-digit growth to maybe a 6 or 7% growth. So while it is slowing down, their economy is still growing. And while you see a lot of things in the papers, on the media, about the markets and so forth, we do have to step back a little bit and tell ourselves, wait a second, the U.S. economy is in really good footing at the moment. In fact, the second quarter GDP came in at a robust 3.7%. I hate to say the word robust, but it is. 3.7% is a pretty strong GDP for the second quarter here in the U.S. So while the market's gyrating, bouncing around, and if we weren't on a strong foundation, I would say, okay, guys, take your stocks and stock funds and sell them and put them to cash and let's wait for this to, you know, ride out this recession. But we're not even close to that, not when you're at 3.7%. China, on the other hand, is slowing down, but still growing around 7% as an economy. So you see what happens is that the market gets really fickle. It's kind of a sell now and ask questions later. Well, the questions we should be asking as an investor is, what are the fundamentals? Are the fundamentals still strong enough for stocks to perform better than bonds and cash? We do believe that's the case, particularly with the strong GDP number, low inflation, low interest rates. Corporate earnings are okay. They're not great, but they're okay. But corporate balance sheets are very strong. So when you look at the fundamentals are pretty strong here in the U.S. In fact, what we believe over time is that more money is going to be drawn into the U.S. because while the Chinese economy is still growing, you know, the government every day changes their tune and what they're going to do. And, you know, they're very unpredictable, and it definitely has some concern there. Europe, as we know, is going through a recession almost as a continent. They're experiencing deflation where prices are going down, and they're combating that with quantitative easing, much like what we did a couple of years ago. So they're kind of in a recession. So you look around the planet, and while, you know, we're not perfect here in the U.S., we do find ourselves with low inflation and a pretty strong GDP. And for that, we do believe that international money is going to kind of leave China, leave Europe, and find its way to, generally speaking, one of the safest places to invest on the planet. So while all this is going on, you should just focus on long term. Now, when do you look at your account? Typically, we tell investors to look at it on a quarterly basis. Now, years ago, we used to just get statements on a quarterly basis. Now, with the internet, most people are looking at their statements every day, sometimes several times a day. Now, if this is a 5 or 10 or 15 year proposition for you in the market and investing for retirement, I don't think you should be looking at your investments every day, particularly those days when we're down sharply and all the pundits tell you the market lost 1,000 points and you look up. The tendency then is to look at your account, see it's down, panic and sell. So look, you want to follow what's happening. However, I think you really should be looking at your statements or your investments on a quarterly basis than a day-by-day basis, because I'm afraid if you look at it day-by-day, you may get caught up with everything that's happening. So this Labor Day weekend, relax. You deserved it. You worked hard. You worked hard for your money. Think longer term. Think about the fundamentals of the U.S. before you start changing your portfolio around. Think about how the market works. And this is normal, believe it or not, for the market to go up, to correct, for the market to go up, correct. These cycles are normal. This is not an abnormal thing to happen. And take a deep breath and celebrate everything that you've done.
With our resident financial expert, Ken Mahoney, I'm Mike Bennett. And you are listening to America Weekend.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-289-1668. That's 800-289-1668. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-289-1668.